Everything you need to know about the Restrict Act. TLDR, watch this. Cody Forum PMs were stolen, and the military is using geofencing to target teens with ads. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for April 18th, 2023. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Let's go ahead and jump right into the news this week. Now, how would that Restrict Act actually affect our online freedom? Many are worried that using a VPN would mean you would simply go to jail under the terms of this bill. Now, I read the act, of which its full title is the Restricting the Emergence of Security Threats That Risk Information and Communications Technology Act, which was written to target products and services made by foreign adversaries that could be used to collect data on U.S. people or create risks to the U.S. Now, this has not been made into law yet, but I did indeed find that it was very verbose, and it could be used to target individual people for using products or services labeled as a risk to U.S. national security. Now, while many people have dubbed this the TikTok ban bill because it was introduced after a couple of years of the US, along with other countries, attempting to ban this Chinese-made app from use, TikTok isn't even mentioned in the bill, and it's important to note that the bill targets the technology and communications industry as a whole. It covers a wide range of services and products, not only applications or software, but also includes hardware products, anything used for data storage, retrieval, or processing, telecommunications products and services, computing, you name it. If it's a technology that is used in some way along the supply chain from manufacturing and production to consumer and is made by countries that are defined in this bill as foreign adversaries, then it may be scrutinized by this bill. The Restrict Act does not force U.S. government agencies to share any of their findings publicly, so if a product or service is under investigation, we would not necessarily know why a product or service is banned or what proof the U.S. government found to administer such bans. Now, while U.S. political figures have said this bill is targeting companies, not individuals, the actual text of the bill does define persons as being any, quote, natural person, including citizen or national of the U.S. or a foreign country. The bill also says that, quote, no person shall act in violation of or conspire to act to evade provisions, or they will be in violation of this bill. It also says that penalties include up to a $250,000 fine for civil, or a fine of up to $1 million or 20 years in prison, or both for criminal penalties. Now, there is no text in the bill to explain how the U.S. government would make their final decisions known to the public or which products or services were deemed a risk, other than the president making an announcement. So if citizens could be in violation of this bill, how would the U.S. government notify people that they should not be using a banned product? Many folks won't know the country of origin for a product or service that they buy on Amazon, or who made an app that they download on their phone. If it's not working one day and they use a VPN to make it work, thinking that it's just on the fritz, who's to say that wouldn't be considered a violation? If you want a full, really in-depth analysis of the bill where I go on for like 10 minutes, any additional concerns explained that I have with it, please do watch my full video on the topic over on my YouTube channel, Morse Code, and please comment after you've watched the entire video. Some people comment in the first 5 seconds and then go, you just love TikTok. And I'm like, no, I don't. I actually say at the very end, we should scrutinize TikTok. So just putting that out there. Kodi, an open source media player and streaming platform, experienced a data breach of their online forum. The data breach was disclosed by the organization when their MyBB forum database was posted for sale by the attacker. Now, while the Kodi forum is now shut down, there were about 400,000 members and about 3 million posts. The attacker was able to log into an inactive admin staff member's account using legitimate credentials, at which time they proceeded to download the database backups several times. This appeared to happen twice. Now, Kodi found that the admin logs showed database access twice by that inactive member account on February 16th and 21st. Bleeping Computer reported the attempted sale happened in February on the Breached Hacking Forum. Now, Breached is no longer an active marketplace as the founder was arrested by the FBI. Data that was leaked includes all of the public forum posts, staff forum posts, private messages, and member data including usernames, email addresses, and the hashed and salted encrypted passwords. Now, Cody will be forcing a password reset globally for all of the accounts. Cody's forums will be redeployed on the newest MyBB version, though the forum itself does not seem to have any vulnerabilities. Cody will also be sending all email addresses that were leaked to the Have I Been Pwned database so users can cross-reference their email addresses against any other known data breaches. The Cody admins announced that they would also be setting up a third-party security audit as well. Users of the forum can also access the April snapshot of the Cody forums via the Internet Archive in the interim while the update build is being deployed. Biggest of shout-outs to my Patreon supporters, especially my golden s'mores and their fur babies for making this show possible, since we do not have ads on the show at all, other than Patreon. And a big thank you to Dale, Joseph, Puddles, Percolay Anka, Tim000x3, Thomas, Gabe, and Gary for being a part of the s'mores over at patreon.com/ShannonMorse. We've got a ton of signups recently, so huge, huge thank you for making this show possible. That is my new Patreon page for the show. I'm gonna be posting all the perks for patrons, including early access to this video. If you are currently a patron on the ThreatWire page, there was a patreon.com/ThreatWire. That's being switched over to the new page, which is patreon.com/MorseCode. So switch on over if you're already a patron on ThreatWires over to Morse Code so you don't lose access to any of the perks. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/ShannonMorse for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials. I am like at the cusp of hitting 100,000 subscribers. So if you want to see more security content, please do check out my channel. And don't forget to like and subscribe to this channel as well. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with my last top story. It's all about geofencing. Now, even though I grew up in an army household, I still consider this practice to be a little bit unsettling, to say the least. In contract documents shared by The Intercept, the Georgia Army National Guard planned to use the location data to geofence phones in and around 67 different schools within the state in order to target those phones with recruitment ads to generate qualified leads for potential applicants for enlistment, along with raising awareness about the Georgia Army National Guard. Now, these geofences would create a 1 mile radius around the school campuses in order to generate a minimum of 3.5 million views on all the ads and about 250,000 clicks. The contract bidding actually ended in February, and no public information is known about which, if any, vendors won the contract to work with the National Guard. So we actually don't know if this is currently happening or is going to happen, if it's contractually going to happen. The Guard is also hoping to target parents and adults with general influence around teenagers, such as counselors and coaches in the campaigns. If a vendor was found, the contract includes techniques such as using the device IDs, pixel and IP tracking to target students. It also includes using ads across social media. Military recruiters have access to student contact information through the No Child Left Behind Act, and location data is also sold and bought by companies and agencies throughout the U.S. with very little protections for U.S. citizens. The ACLU has spoken on concerns about geofencing around the high schools. While the contract specifically targets teenagers ages 17 and up, geofences can also contain middle schools within those target locales. So minors could be targeted with ads due to inaccuracies in the data collection. I'm wondering what your thoughts are about that. I would love to hear your comments down below. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.